The Lord has given us a lot of wonderful herbs on this world. Did you know that He's keeping the best one from us? For now.
She said, when God created Adam and Eve, He placed them in an environment without death. He placed them in a world where death was not part of the equation. And they were protected from that death by living within a garden that God created and provided them with a tree of life, which sustained their bodies and anything else that ate the leaves off the tree forever. God put an herb in the garden that kept the human body and any animal body from degenerating. And as long as that herb was available, they lived on forever. So death was not part of the equation there in God's garden. And He says, wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world. See, Adam opened the door to sin. And sin didn't just stick its foot in. Sin came all the way in. And when it did, it brought what sin always brings. It brought death. So death entered into the world. God removed the tree of life from Adam and Eve, blocked it off so they couldn't access it. The Bible said God blocked those sinners off from the tree of life, lest they eat the tree of life and live forever. So even post-sin, had they got access to that herb of the tree of life, they would never have died. As long as they ate it, they would continually have sustained their body. It would have continually regenerated their cells, so death would never have come upon them. You see, the tree of life is not figurative or allegorical. It's a real, actual tree, plant, bears 12 kinds of fruit. So why would it bear 12 kinds of fruit? Because you're going to want to eat that thing, a little bit of it every day, at least every week. And you're going to eat it all year long for the rest of your life. Now, I get tired of apples after about 2 months of eating apples during apple season. I get tired of peaches after about 3 weeks of peaches in the springtime. And so it is with all the fruit that I eat. I eat enough of it, I get full of it. So the tree of life, since it's something to be eaten regularly and continuously, has 12 kinds of fruit. So you keep a variety all year long. You see, God's pretty practical in those things.
We're happy you could listen today and hope you enjoyed it. Please remember to check out our great current specials.